And I can't think of any other interesting races. Various trips we made in which we early on we went up the Medway when Claire was two. Yes, I think she was two rather than one and a half, rather than half. No, she was a half. She was, I think, Claire was yes. I think Claire was only about 6 months, 8 months when we first took her on board, which. And nothing of it happened there, except we went aground on the Medway, which was my fault completely. I'd never had an echo sounder before, and I thought, well, we'll try it out. So I put the boat, the tide was falling. I should have had more wits about me. But we went on a sort of glancing course towards one of the banks. And I just kept my eyes rigidly on the echo sounder. And I decided when it came down to her depth, or when they close to her draft, I would turn away, which I did. But when I turned away, I found it got shallower. I assumed we were aground, and on which, if you go aground on a falling tide, you stay there. As we did. And that was my first occasion of a boat going over to about 45 degrees. And Claire, in her Caldecott, was sort of passed gradually around the forecastle, where the curve of the bilge, so she's gradually transferred from the deck, the cabin, the bottom of the cabin, round the bilge and up the topside to keep her upright. We went to Ramsgate, and nothing special about that. It was a light weather trip. But the one trip where I took a chance, well, the family was keen to go to France. So we went down, we sailed down to Sheppey. I can't remember the name of the place just inside Warden Point. There's a place you can land there, there's a pub. And we stayed there for a day or two. The wind was easterly. And then the wind went round to the northeast, which wasn't very good. But the forecast said it'll go round to the northwest. So I said, right, we'll go off. And we had Claire's dinghy and our big dinghy with us. And so off we set. Looking back, it was a foolhardy thing to do, because the boat was pitching quite a lot. And the girls, I girls were quite young at the time. They were both soon seasick, and June was down there with them. And June used to get seasick quite easily. But when she had the children to look after, even though she was up in the bow with them, she wasn't seasick. We went on, we got down to almost to Margate, and the wind was still northeasterly. And it was a nasty sort of day, really. And I looked at the chart and saw, well, we could get some shelter from the Margate sands. So I said to June, We could anchor in the lee of the Margate Sands and see if the weather's going to improve. And fortunately, June said, not in your life, we're going back. So we turned round and headed back along that North Kent coast. And the weather was not very clear. And as we approached Sheppey, I couldn't see the buoys that we needed to enter by. So anyway, I kept on course. I'd made this trip many, many times before in my father's boat, which was a motorboat. And of course, during this time, the dinghies towing astern had been a bit of a trouble. Our big dinghy was riding the waves like a speedboat. So I put her on a 50-foot line, and that was fine. She stayed there, way out on our beam, and planing along. Tabby, the little clinker boat, quickly filled up. So I pulled her up on the stern, hard on the stern. And although the transom was submerged, the bow was about 2 feet above the water, and we lost nothing out of her. We all got back safely. Ahead, I suddenly saw a boat coming downriver on the north side of Sheppey, and then it turned south and turned and went back into the swale. And of course that helped me to see the buoy that I needed to see. And we entered there, and it was all quiet inside. It was very nice. Anchored, and that was it.